So, this is Last Token Gaming's roundtable discussion slash review of Arkham Origins. So, as you know, Arkham Origins is the prequel to Rocksteady's series of Batman Arkham Asylum and Arkham City. Two games that were fantastic, I think.
They were okay.
Yeah, let's go ahead and start off with that. What did you guys think so far? Like, what were your impressions? Can we restart
No. Keep going. We'll keep going, right?
Yeah, you did. You're moving around.
Yeah. Oh, that bad?
Yeah, okay, we gotta restart.
No, we're not restarting. Yeah. Keep it going. YOLO.
Okay, so anyway, I think the problem with Arkham Origins is that it basically feels like a carbon copy of Arkham City, but worse.
Is it recording?
We're on Mel Basic.
Yeah, I couldn't really tell the difference. I guess I played it. Looked the same as the old one.
I think the problem is that they tried to expand the map by putting half of Arkham City into the game to justify it being a bigger map.
Should we talk more about like the story and stuff before we start saying it's shit? Because you're like, well, there's nothing horrible wrong with Batman Arkham. It looks like a copy.
Okay, fine. Still.
We should at least say, it's a prequel.
Well, we did. We just said it was a prequel.
Did we? No, we're keeping going. No, Terry. We gotta be entertaining to the people. They don't want a boring review.
We are the people's reviewers.
Story-wise, what did you all think?
Should we give basic stories for people who don't know this story?
Okay, fine, sure. So the basic story to Arkham Origins is that it is set 2 years into Batman's adventures as the Caped Crusader, and he is...
Is he Batman?
Yes. Caped Crusader, Batman, come on. And we find out that there's a bounty on his head. Do you remember how much it was exactly? Was it 50 million?
$50 million.
Yeah.
And you find out that there's 12 assassins that are trying to kill Batman for the prize.
Oh, what's his name? Mothman?
There is Firefly. Deathstroke. Yeah. There's, I think it's the Bird, which is Bane's lieutenant, right?
Yeah, there's Copperhead. Are you sure there was 12?
Shiva. There was supposed to be 12, but we only played like 8 or 9.
No. What about Clothman?
And I mean, there was Deadshot too. So basically.
What was that Anarchy dude?
Anarchy, yeah?
Yeah, well.
He wasn't an assassin, though. He was just trying to blow stuff up.
Michael Bay?
Really? You're basically creating more sound. Basically, it's Batman trying to uncover exactly what's going on in Gotham while having these 12 assassins trying to kill him to get the money.
Boosh, there we go. Basic story.
So, what did you guys think of the story overall when you played it? And keep in mind, everybody, when you listen to this, there are going to be spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
You say after you put all the spoilers out there.
But those aren't really the spoilers. That's just a basic setup. I'm saying spoilers now.
I'm not saying you said all the spoilers. I just said you said a few.
It's a prequel if you don't know what's happening.
Yeah, but anyway, so just in case, if you're not aware, there will be spoilers going on, so be prepared. If you don't want to hear it, I would suggest not listening to this podcast until after you play the game.
It's a podcast?
Or whatever, recording.
It is called a review, obviously it's going to have some spoilers in it.
Yeah.
So LTG podcast?
Yes. Okay, so again, what did you guys think of the story for Batman Arkham Origins?
I thought it was a decent story. Oh, I knew since there's a prequel coming into this, it wasn't going to be amazing. I was like, oh, it's a prequel. It's going to be okay. So it can't be like Arkham City in the Asylum. But I was hoping more of, because I didn't like the commercials have him in his childhood and then like training. I was hoping he could be like, oh, this is how he trained to be Batman with those, what was it, the League of Assassins?
Yeah. The League of Shadows.
Yeah, that thing. I was hoping it would be like you do that or something, like at least see his childhood or have flashbacks or something. But they had like one flashback when his parents got shot.
Yeah.
Which they always have.
It seemed like it was like from the beginning to the end, it was just like one straight shot with like really, no backstory.
Yeah, I was like, you're Batman. Go kick ass. I was like, oh.
Yeah, for being a prequel, it doesn't really give as much information into the backstory behind what was going on like the other two games were. Yeah. So if someone's going to start with this game, they might be confused. They might not be, but.
Yeah.
It basically, they just show like stuff with Bane and Joker, like how they came, basically.
Yeah, that's what it's really like based around, even the multiplayer. There's multiplayer.
which
spoiler.
Oh, man. See, the thing that I didn't like about it was I felt like the first game Arkham Asylum did a better job with like exploring his past. You know, like over time, I remember that there were certain sequences
Scarecrow doing that sequence. Yeah,
yeah. Like it did a more effective job of exploring that compared to this. I mean, you got the stereotypical, you know, outline of his parents dying, and then maybe a sequence you saw from Joker's monologue that he was doing when you meet Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, spoilers! And that's pretty much it. It didn't really like explore all too much of the backstory, like you said, of Batman. It just kind of was like a here's a prequel, and we're just going to throw stuff at you and try to set up for the other two games.
Yeah, because even Arkham City, you got to actually see like the scene of where his parents got
shot. Isn't that in Origins too?
It was a little bit. It was like a silhouette with Joker. Because what they used in Origins, which I did like, was comic book backstory. Because, again, spoilers if you haven't followed the story, Joker is the shooter of Bruce's parents, and then he becomes a Red Hood who gets thrown into a vial of acid and then turns into the Joker.
So which I think that was the one scene that I actually liked the most in Origins.
Yeah.
Was that whole backstory behind the Joker.
Yeah, that was really cool. Like the design of like Batman, how it looked to him and with the Red Hood and everything.
It was sort of like a Scarecrow sort of thing going on, but with the Joker and you playing the Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus, Troy Baker did a good job as Joker. I mean, it was definitely an impersonation of Mark Hamill, but it stood out to me out of all the performances.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
What about Batman? They changed the voice for him, right?
Yeah, they did. And you could tell for the most part. I mean, they did a good job with the...
It was a little deeper,
until he started going... Rah, rah, rah,
yeah.
Rah. Yeah.
You could tell the difference.
Is this Christian Bale?
It was like he was turning into a Christian Bale meets Kevin Conroy mix, and it just sounded odd for the most part. I did like Alfred, though. I thought Alfred's, like, sarcasm and wit was really fun.
Well, he's technically kind of new. Yeah. Never saw him, which is cool.
Well, I liked getting the Alfred wisdom and just, like, randomly talking to him at moments in the game over time and just seeing, like, what his take on the events happening throughout the night were.
It's kind of a lot of fun. I didn't pay attention to that. I was like, I'm Batman, so...
I think what I was more disappointed on was that they didn't use Deathstroke a lot or, like, a certain assassin's...
Well, he got arrested. Cooler.
I know, but I mean, like, I just wish it wasn't just one battle. Like, it would have been cool if he was the main, you know, assassin that you had to fight a few times. I didn't like Bane as much as, like, the...
Especially since the commercials, it's just Deathstroke fighting Batman the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. With Bane, I kind of thought that it was going to be, like, the, what was the third movie?
The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, The Dark Knight Rises. I thought the Bane... Fancy Bane. Yeah. I thought it was going to be that the entire time, but... Luckily, they changed it, and Bane's muscles
gigantic. Bane. Yeah. I was actually like, "Crap, I'm gonna die!" And I was like, "Oh wait, yeah, good."
It was that whole entire battle sequence was ridiculous. I kept going, "Oh crap!" And then when Alfred would go, "Like, you've got 1 minute until the toxin takes effect," you're like,
I got nervous when I was it the transmitter, the jammer, because you can't see where Bane is. I was like, "Oh god."
I didn't get stuck, but you know how you can go under the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Bane had already smashed one of them, and I just went in. It was just a square. I was like, "Well, he's gonna find me." He just grabbed me and just threw me. I was like,
"Is it a kill or are you just
taking?" No. It was a little damage, but I was like, "Oh well, I guess I'll not do that again."
If it wasn't for the slow motion before Bane could grab you, I would have died at least like 5 more times in that fight, especially during the jammer part. Because I was trying to shoot the jammer with the disruptor in time, and I just see the slow motion happen where he's about to scoop me up, and I was just like, nope, dodging it.
The jammer? Why did you shoot the jammer?
So you could see?
So you could see him?
Oh, dude, I did it blind the entire time.
So you closed your eyes?
Yes. Played upside down.
He did it the hardcore way.
Yeah.
I just felt like the thing with Origins in the story was I felt like the cooler assassins were kind of relegated to the side story, side quests, and I wish it was some of the side quest stories would have been actually part of the main storyline and added into it.
True.
Now, well, DLC, maybe.
Yeah, well, I mean, it shouldn't be...
Yeah, it shouldn't be DLC, but yeah.
Well, it's kind of like they made a lot of loose ends in Arkham Origins to be able to put in DLC, which I don't know how people feel about that, but it's just like... Give me the full game instead of just...
Yeah, how did you feel about the length of the game?
It felt short, to be honest. Like, it didn't really feel like it was a...
Oh, was it like a 5-6 hour game?
Yeah.
On normal, I guess.
On normal, and
it could be on the hard difficulties the same length.
I did it about 7 hours on hard difficulty.
Yeah, so...
The thing, too, with it is like, that, and I even did that with some of the side quests going on until finally I just said, screw it, I'll do the main story. So it's relatively short.
Which can we talk about side stuff?
We can talk about side quests. Have you guys done the side quests?
Not really.
Oh. Well, definitely say this.
Never mind.
Trophies and, or not trophies, the wither stuff. And
those were annoying to get.
Yeah, they're always annoying.
Well, I mean, Arkham City, I kind of enjoy getting them for the most part.
There's a lot in Arkham City.
Yeah, but Asylum I thought was really a lot better because of the riddles that they had to get the collectibles, which was a lot more fun, like trying to think on what the answer would be to get them.
I like thinking.
we know this, Chris.
No.
But the thing with like Arkham Origins is that they're so point blank on what you have to do that there's no that it's just more of a hassle to get them.
It's not a riddle as much as it's like directions on how
you
to get it.
Yeah, the puzzle thing, right?
Yeah, it's just like jump on these three green platforms in like 2 seconds and then you get it. That's pretty much it.
It's reasonable.
Reasonable, but it's boring.
What about the side assassins?
Side assassins were fun. I liked Deadshot a lot. His was a little bit frustrating. Yeah. But once you get the hang of it, I think it can be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I had a half an hour before I had to leave, and I was doing the Deadshot side thing, and I was just like, I kept getting caught by him or seen or dying, and I started getting really frustrated to the point where I was going to throw my controller at the ground.
I love one of my favorite fights in the whole entire game, though, was the electrocutioner.
Oh, the very first fight? Yeah.
Just like, because like, I punched him twice. Like, wait, this is it? Did the game glitch me or something? And then I watched Chris play it.
You don't even fight him again, do you?
No.
No, because he just dies.
He just gets thrown out the window like, whoop.
Well, I got gloves now. That's great.
What did you, speaking of that, what did you think of the combat in the game? Like, how did it feel to you?
It felt, worse to me. Like, I would push Y and it wouldn't work. Like, you had to time it more perfectly or something.
Yeah, I found myself getting hit more than I expected.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, why? Nope. I was like, what?
Or when there's two guys coming at you and you're supposed to do a double counter and it only counters one guy and then you lose your combo because the other guy decides to, I'll not get countered and I'll hit you.
Yeah. My friend and I were talking about this before, and he was saying that the way that the combat was, it was flawed because they were trying to give you the impression that Batman was still inexperienced, which I was just like, no, I think it's a design.
Like hit?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, like, you know, if you try to stun somebody from a distance, you know, in Arkham City, it would kind of cheat its way towards them and kind of stun them for you, or, like, you could jump in ridiculous distances.
Oh, like a lunge stab from, like, from COD.
Whereas, like, yeah, but I mean, like, you know, in Origins, if you notice that there's sometimes where it's just like you press B and you think you're going to stun them, but you're not close enough and it doesn't do the cheat for you.
And then you just keep pressing B and you look so stupid just stunning the air. I'll make it to you eventually.
So that I personally think it's just a design flaw that they had because, honestly, the combat felt a lot more fluid, but it felt a lot more problematic. Like, it just didn't feel that good as a system as a whole. Especially with the gadgets and trying to implement them into the fights.
Have any of you got the achievement for using all the gadgets in one combo?
No.
Yeah.
Nah. That's ridiculous. I like how you sounded a bit sad.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I don't know. How do you feel about the grading system? I didn't like it at all.
I don't like games grading me.
Yeah.
If I'm done with school.
It's like, you got S-Class, Apex Predator, that's great. And then, like, you do another one, where it's like...
You suck. Oh, thank you. I hear other games are starting to do that, giving you ranks for how good you do. It's like, just let me play.
Yeah.
Just let me have fun.
I mean, like, it makes sense in a game like...
Suck. Okay.
Yeah. No, sorry. I was just going to say, with, like, Devil May Cry, it makes sense, because that's what they've established in their games. But it just feels weird that they're adding it into, like, every game.
Wait,
now.
This was in the story?
The rankings?
Yeah.
If you when you fight a group of dudes, it's like you got when you their experience bar, it tells you how.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah, all the experience.
B or C or D.
Yeah, like how many times you got hit, what the EXP bonus was, and stuff like that.
Dude, all that stuff was like in the corner. Speaking of which, the wasn't it like the directions? Oh, no, never mind. Completely different game. My bad.
Okay.
Never mind.
Pirates?
Delete that part.
And cut. Right.
Cut. Right. Sorry, I've been playing Assassin's Creed, and the directions are in the top left corner, and it's really...
Sorry. We'll edit all that out.
Yeah.
Captain Morgan? You can have Assassin's Creed.
Oh my goodness, we're talking about Assassin's Creed 4 right now.
He's the pirate.
He gets the booty.
Oh, spoilers.
Oh, snap. Spoilers everywhere.
Back to Batman.
Back to Batman. What do you think of...
Yes.
I mean, the story flow. I felt like they just focused on some of the lesser enemies that shouldn't have been focused on.
Like, I kind of felt like Black Mask was going to be the main...
Yeah, I didn't know
what it was. And it turned out that he was gone within, like, the first, like, hour.
Yeah. And then you find out, again, spoilers, actually, kind of a huge spoiler.
I think they get it with the spoilers.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Joker was actually the Black Mask for the most part, and you're just like, yeah, of course that's going to happen. I think, for me, it was kind of expected, because it's like we got so much detail about Troy Baker being the Joker, and there's a lot of publicity. It was like they were going to implement that in some way or another.
Bigger question, though, but where's Robin?
I know, right?
He's in the multiplayer, not in single player.
Maybe in DLC. Hint, hint.
And was it Batgirl, maybe? Gotta put Barbara, right?
Oh, yeah. That was pretty interesting.
How did she hack his computer system? Because she talks to him, right?
Yeah.
And
he's a crappy computer.
And she apologizes that she did it, but...
Yeah, fix the firewall or something.
You know, I have to admit, I actually liked how they explored Jim Gordon and, like, Batman and then their whole...
And how they hated each other.
Yeah.
Had a bros now.
Yeah.
Bros for life.
Now, who was it that they added?
There was Commissioner Loeb.
Yeah. They added him. Yeah.
Or no. Commissioner Loeb was somebody else. I think it was Buckley was his name, because that's from the animated series.
Yeah, from the animated series, yeah.
Yeah, and they had the same voice actor, too, who did the voice role.
Yeah, that was a nice addition. I was like, well, all these other actors are different, but they got this guy in for it, so.
Maybe they were just like, oh, crap, we forgot him in the other two games. Why don't we just throw him in now?
Yeah.
Not really, probably not, but... what do you think about, like, the map as a whole? Like, the whole entire city in general.
As one big hole?
Yeah.
Well, then they put, like, Arkham City's map and then a new...
Was it cut? Well, I mean, it was kind of cut and paste.
Pretty much.
There's, like, okay, there's a bridge and then it has one different map on each side, right?
Yeah.
There's, like, one part Arkham City and one part new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I felt the Arkham City. I was like, wait a minute, I've been here before. There should be a broken bridge right here.
It was just another part of Arkham. Yeah.
Wasn't Gotham?
all of it was technically Gotham. We just know it as Arkham City because we played Arkham City, the other half.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a
minute. I mean, the other issue I had too was, and this is probably just me being nitpicky, but like, why would you have all these minions out there at night? You know, it kind of feels like...
It's Gotham. It's a horrible place to live.
I know, but it's like...
Yeah, it's like Stockton.
Bowler.
But, I mean, if you think about it, though, it's like... It kind of... To me, I feel like it discredits Arkham City with the way that it's built. It's like, you wouldn't think that all these minions are everywhere when it comes to Gotham in one night, having to face off with them. You wouldn't think that these factions were...
Yeah, haven't you seen the movie?
I would just move if I was in Gotham. But nope. I'm out.
Nope. Lost it.
They keep blowing the bridges up. I can't leave.
Yeah. Well, I'm done, guys. I give up. Batman, you keep doing your thing. I'm just going to go now.
Crap, I moved to Metropolis. I come here. Okay, that is the story? Or the single player?
I guess so. So let's talk about multiplayer.
Multiplayer.
Spoilers.
Purple gloves.
I mean, we've only touched a couple of things. We've only played a few matches.
There's
of
not much.
I mean, I'd say, yeah, there's not much, and there's one big issue if you want to play with, like your friends and other people. There's no real menu to play with your friends, like, and then join a public match.
Yeah, it's not like
it's either private or public, and that's it. Unless you have like six or seven like friends playing.
Plus, the whole entire product feels completely tacked on.
Games need to stop adding multiplayer for no reason.
Which it's a completely different disc too.
Yeah. I know, what the hell.
Did it need the extra disc?
Well, it's like they forgot about it, and they already burned all the games, and they're like, we just burned another disc for the...
Yeah.
It just seems like every game these days has two discs, one for multiplayer, one for single player, and it doesn't make sense.
They need to upgrade to Blu-ray discs.
More space. Wait for Xbox One. Three discs.
Oh, the future, man.
Oh, snap.
Three discs. Four, two discs.
soon each game is just going to come with...
Disc one, part discs. One.
What was it? I remember random thing, but like Hideo Kojima, he said he would never put Metal Gear Solid 4 on the 360 because it would take seven discs with how much data is on there.
Really?
Yeah, I was just like, that's BS, but all right, Kojima, whatever you say.
You beat the first level, insert next disc. Oh, hey. You're going back to the area in the first part? Okay, reinsert first disc.
Well, I'm glad that it doesn't do that. It's kind of like when you, like... Back in the day when movies were, like, really long, and it'd be, like, interrupt you and be like, please insert disc two to keep watching the movie. I'm like, ugh.
You know what game I hated that did that? Where it was, like, insert disc two, then insert disc one again. Mass Effect 2. Do you remember having to do that? Like, you, like, halfway through the game, it's like, please insert disc two. And then towards the end, oh, by the way, we put the last mission on disc one. Why don't you change it now?
It's about to Batman.
But anyway, well, I mean, you know, we play multiplayer a few times, and we've had our fun.
We had some fun moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's, it's us. I don't know if online people are just bags or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's actually playing online.
And we haven't been able to beat Robin yet, so.
No.
Game changer.
Yeah. I mean, he shows up in every preview every time you're about to start a match, and it's like, where did he go? It's just Batman on his own. It's like, Robin goes, hey, guess what? I'm here to show up for like 5 seconds and then disappear.
Oh, that's Robin for you.
Pretty much.
So, yeah, it's bad.
And really...
Well, I think you have your moments, you have fun for a little bit, but yeah, you're not going to be playing it for, like, Call of Duty.
Yeah. I mean, and I think it focuses more on customization of the characters more than it does on the gameplay elements. I don't know if you...
I might have to unlock the costumes for Batman.
Yeah.
Like, it's the ones you bought in the last game in Arkham City. Just like, oh, it's Tata Zone. It's like... I paid for this.
Yeah, and I got the season pass.
Yeah,
which and you pre-ordered it, and you got a couple of costumes, and you can't even use those on multiplayer.
Yes, you can. I was using those.
Yeah, he started using...
You have to scroll all the way to the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I got the season pass, and I scrolled all the way to the bottom, and it was Batman Beyond, and that was it.
You probably tell
Wait, you got Batman Beyond, though? No.
Oh, the last costume is Batman Beyond.
Which is stupid. Level 30 to get Batman Beyond. I was like, come on.
They had a prestige level 30?
Pretty much. And the thing is like, each one prestige separately, and then there's one overall level, which is stupid. I mean,
You should probably say the game's insanely buggy and freezes.
Yeah, for right now.
I can say that from personal experience. It froze on me five times.
But it only freezes if you do the side stuff, right?
Well, I mean, I've read online that some people, when they just start off the game, trying to get past like the very first like couple of menus, it starts freezing for them.
So it's GTA Online.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I've also heard that there's been some game crashing bugs too that made you have to restart the game.
Oh, don't say
I haven't had it.
Don't say that.
Reset all your stats and progress.
I'm done.
I mean, I've read up on it. I don't know if that's 100% true, but you know how people are when it comes to
the internet. Everything's true on there.
Yeah.
Well, of course. Everything's true on the internet.
I'm waiting to do all the collectibles until they patch it because I don't want to keep having to restart my Xbox every time it freezes and then have that one time where it freezes during a save and then my save file is corrupted.
Yeah, you already have bad luck with
it. Yeah. That happened during Arkham Asylum, and I was getting all the Riddler trophies, and then I had to restart all over.
Ooh, I'm sorry to hear that.
It was a long time ago.
What was it? For me, like, one example how it froze me doing the side quest was I just talked to Shiva.
Shiva?
For one of the side quests, and as I was about to get to where I needed to go to face her, it just froze right when I landed at the door.
Open the door. Have you found, like, you went in the door, and it froze, like, when he closes it, it's like... Am I in the door loading or am I frozen?
Well, because it was just like, I was like falling and then the cable was coming out and, you know, he was about to land and then it was just frozen on him, like landing on the ground. was just like, really? I'm right there. And so I had to restart the Xbox, and I was at the halfway point of the bridge again. So I had to fly all the way back over there just to start it over again.
Same thing kind of happened to me, but I was doing the Anarchy side mission. And I was like, okay, I got to go defuse this bomb, right? Let's go! Freeze. And I was like, well, I guess this bomb will have to wait until later.
Was Penguin in the game?
I can't remember. He was in there for like five minutes.
Yeah, remember he had to get his weapons stashes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was like, he was in there. I can't remember.
And he had, you know, the hot British assistant, of course. Like,
Oh, yeah, I remember now.
Yeah.
Bring back memories.
Yeah.
Bad memories. I mean, I guess I can say when I did the collectibles, I know I think I pretty much said it earlier.
Yeah.
The collectibles.
Yeah, Terry here is the only one who got all the collectibles.
I felt like wasting my time. I was being a pirate. So.
Oh, my God. Sorry. It felt like it was just a waste of time for me, but I don't know how.
He has no life.
Yes, I have no life.
All I do is... You bumped the audio there.
So, he admitted it.
I mean, I guess we should get to the overall impression of it.
Yes or no?
Wait.
Seriously?
Yeah, maybe wait till it gets on sale.
It's
fun, but...
Especially maybe there will be a deal for like Black Friday or something like that.
Yeah, wait till it's cheaper and they fix all the bugs, then it'll be fun.
By that time, DLC will probably be out and the game will be a lot longer than it is right now.
Yeah. hopefully they'll put enough patches to fix the bugs and the glitches.
Probably not even going to. They're just going to make the next one.
But yeah, overall, I mean, I would say not yet. If you really want to play it, then probably ask your friend to borrow it. You know, just to get
GameFly.
Go play GTA.
Go play GTA online. Yeah, there's plenty of other problems.
They finally fixed theirs.
And we're getting our money.
Not. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, just where's our money?
It's supposed to be coming in this week. But
JG Wentworth?
Yeah.
This podcast is sponsored by JG Wentworth. It's your money. Use it when you need it.
If we get a phone call now. Or an email or something.
Just don't forget, it's 877 cash now.
We could see.
So
I'm
guess
not part of this.
just bleep that stuff out.
I don't know if we can with GarageBand, but okay. So in closing, overall, we say wait on it, wait till Black Friday, and then maybe get it because it'll probably be more worth your money.
I'll just play every other game coming out.
Yeah, there's like several. Oh, Xbox One,
Creed, Xbox One. Oh, Xbox One,
and PlayStation 4.
Oh, should we do something for that?
Yeah, we can do some. Okay, let's just turn
it. No.
Okay, keep it going. Okay.
All right, we're good. We're done.
We're good.
Okay, so, LTG.
LTG?
How do you stop this?